You may or may not know too much about me to know if I am legit. And well, that's about to change. Hold up. Let me go grab my water really quick. Today, I'm going to be talking about how I became a successful hairstylist and educator, and just overall sharing a little micro version of my career and my overall path, so you have a better understanding of why I am just so passionate about this hair and beauty industry. There have been lots of changes going on at the Morella Minelli Education Headquarters, and I wanted you to be the first to experience all of the amazing benefits Hairbnb has to offer on YouTube. This is my very first episode on YouTube for Hairbnb podcast. So if you're watching, hi, hello. And if you're listening on your favorite streaming platform, be sure to head on over to my YouTube page to subscribe. And like always, all of the links to everything that I'm going to be talking about today will be down below in the show notes or the description. So let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to Hairbnb, a podcast about hair, beauty, and business. Hi, I'm Morella Minelli, and I help hairstylists just like you streamline this entrepreneur roller coaster you're on so you can start feeling like the CEO that you are. So grab a glass and be ready to simplify your hair, beauty, and business goals. Now, I was so eager to record this podcast and create this video that I'm actually doing it from my home today. So there's like no fancy background or really cool YouTube plaque to show off or any of my accolades in the background. This is just a really simple and candid video that I was just so excited to bring to you today. So for all of my avid listeners, it's been a really long time since I actually came out with an episode. And I know I've said this before, but this podcast had to take a back seat because it just was not in a monetizing state, and my time is much more valuable in providing education and business and also to my salon. This is exactly why I decided to integrate the two by bringing my podcast episode to YouTube. I wanted to be able to provide you with even more value to your business and all of the episodes that so many of you love listening to, and being able to provide that education and just overall somehow make this work. So here I am in video form with a cool little surprise at the very end of this video. And for those of you that are new here, my name is Morella Minelli. I'm a hair educator and salon coach, and I have a passion for helping hairstylists from everything with their skill set all the way down to the nitty-gritty of their business. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of a background with you, and I've had a podcast episode like that before, but since this is YouTube and this is my very first episode here on YouTube, I wanted to kind of reintroduce myself and give you a little micro version of my journey. So that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about today. So I am going to skip right on over all of the boring cosmetology school stuff and the first job as a barber, and I'm sure I'll talk about it here on YouTube a little bit more, but I'll save that for another episode. But I really wanted to start at the very beginning, where I started my career independently and how I epically failed. So let's just jump right to it. So I started out my career in a traditional booth rent salon, bringing in my very first year in a booth rent salon, $75,000 at just 18 years old. So keep in mind, this was after I had the barbershop experience and all of that. I decided to jump right into booth rental because I just thought I was just so amazing that I could do the damn thing. And I kind of was, in a lot of good ways and bad ways. But like most stylists, I blew all of that money that I was making on clothes, shoes, and just going to the club every weekend, sometimes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I had no idea how to manage my money, understand my profit margins, or overall just how to make my money work for me. Taxes? What's that? Now, each year I was a slave to my weekly hair schedule, taking clients that I just didn't want, working late nights, and never taking a Saturday off. I did this for a few years, not fully understanding how I could actually make good money, even though I was making excellent money at such a young age. But the problem was, I didn't fully understand how to manage any of the revenue that I was generating. Fast forward to after I fell in love, got married, and moved to Alaska. Yes, I lived in frigid, cold Alaska. I was super young, by the way. I was just a couple months shy of turning 21. I got married to an Army soldier and moved to Fairbanks, Alaska. Of all places, it's like right below the Arctic Circle, so it's pretty damn cold there. And yes, it's 24 hours of light and 24 hours of darkness. That's a whole nother story. And since I moved to Alaska, and since I didn't have enough experience under my belt to transfer all of my cosmetology hours to Alaska as a hair licensed cosmetologist, plus the hours in Alaska were slightly higher than what California provided me, which is kind of silly. So I ended up working at the Army base hair salon, like right next to the PX. I got a little bit more experience under my belt. I was an employee of the salon, so I was receiving a W-2 paycheck. And honestly, it was just a job to at least do what I loved doing, which was hair, and just make the time go by, because there really wasn't much to do in Alaska, especially for a 20, 21 year old. Now let's move back to California. Just kind of wanted to give you that insight of how, I guess, my employee-based career kind of started and what the preface was for everything that I'm about to share with you today. Because remember, I went from making $75,000 in revenue as an 18-year-old and just blew it, failed, because I had no money left over, and I actually was in the negative because I had to pay taxes. And then I went to working at a W-2 salon, making significantly less and still pretty broke. So after I moved back to California, where I'm originally from, I had my first baby while we were still in the military, but he was actually getting out. And then we kind of needed to acclimate ourselves to civilianhood, and I needed a secure job. So I was hired on as a salon manager at a new and growing company on the West Coast, Ulta Beauty. Now, I was able to get this management position because I was a manager at the PX salon in Alaska. So again, had a little bit of experience under my belt managing something. But yet again, I'm in another W-2 position working for a corporate hair salon. I started at the Huntington Beach location, and I opened, staffed, and trained employees of all levels, really kind of focused all of my training on the salon operations, specifically in the Orange County area. During that time, I grew so much as a leader, as a manager, and I had an amazing mentor. Her name is Nancy. Hello, Nancy, if you're watching. Nancy was an amazing mentor that really kind of guided me and helped me along the corporate hair salon journey that I was going through. She was my general manager at the time and also my boss. And during that time that I was at Ulta, I had a really strong skill set of growing salon teams and mentoring and training. And with that skill set, I was able to grow my own salon to be one of the top 5 salons in the entire company. And because of this, I won one of the company's highest awards, which was the Club of Excellence. I felt super proud of my accomplishments and my team's really hard work, but I wasn't entirely happy at my time at Ulta. I was yearning for so much more out of the 9 years that I worked there, and I just wanted more growth than what I had hit. I was just kind of was at this plateau. Honestly, education was calling my name. I've always wanted to be an educator at the very, very beginning of my career. So I applied 3 different times to become a regional education manager with Kenra Professional, which a lot of you know me as the Kenra educator. But to be honest, even though I finally got the job on the very 3rd try, it was not the easiest decision for me to accept this amazing new opportunity, because I had it good at Ulta. I had a solid team, a $2,000 a week clientele, paid holidays and vacation time, bonuses, health insurance, 401k, and then super mega bonus points. Is the location that I worked at was right around the corner from a new home that we had just purchased, making my morning commute literally less than 5 minutes. Taking on this new role would require me to be on a plane every single week and really challenge me personally and professionally. There was a huge learning curve awaiting me because I had never taken on a corporate position before. I worked at a corporate salon, but never at corporate level. So this was huge. This was a big leap and a big change in my career. And because Ulta was like right around the corner, it made it really easy and convenient to be a mom because I had two little boys at that time. And honestly, if I was on a plane every week, like who was going to watch them? However, I knew that not taking this role would mean I would continue to do the same old manager role day after day, and I would never fulfill my dreams of becoming an educator. I knew I needed to make a change, and you know what? My family adjusted. We just figured it out. During my time at Kenner Professional, I explored new talents, I partnered with the brand team for product development, and found this new passion for social media marketing. Traveling to each salon during that time frame opened my eyes even more to how most hairstylists and salons truly operate. Money in and money out. It was like seeing my old 18-year-old self all over again, making and generating so much revenue, but spending it all and not knowing truly how to manage any of it. Taking on this new education manager role made me understand how the game is really played by the most talented leaders in the business. Most of the men, by the way. And everything that I have learned to this point, being independent, to building teams at a commission salon, to working on set for an ad campaign, learning how to market my educational classes on social media, made me realize that I was truly ready for my next adventure, entrepreneurship. I took all of those foundational concepts that I had acquired from every single job that I ever had and every single experience that I ever had, and I applied them to acquire my very first business, a hair salon. So in 2018, aside from birthing my first daughter, I quickly went from 0 to 5 businesses and 7 figures in income by becoming a course creator, influencer, and now cash investor. I am by no means the smartest person, but I am perhaps the most willing to share everything that I've learned with anyone who is actually willing to listen. My education has helped thousands of hairstylists grow their skills and their income, and also help them learn how to generate new revenue streams over the past 5 years. So here's the goal: learn how to save time, learn how to make money work for you, and then learn how to make your first $100,000, $500,000, and yes, $1 million. And if you're still watching, I am so glad you're here because it means that you are ready to open your mind and change the way you handle your beauty biz. Now, if you like podcast episodes like these and you would love to have it more in reading form with just a little bit more meat, I just launched the Hairbnb newsletter. So each month, my team and I are going to send out one newsletter, and this is going to accomplish 2 things. Learn how to work on your business instead of in your business, and unbox the infinite ways that you can earn extra cash doing what you already love. Overall, Hairbnb is going to teach you a brand new mindset so that you can feed your mind the business acumen we've never been taught in our industry, and how growing your business can be achieved in the most unconventional ways. This newsletter is our way of helping you become the most well-rounded beauty pro and entrepreneur. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point, and it's free. And all you have to do is sign up. We send it out to over 10,000 subscribers, and all you have to do is literally sign up. That simple. You can find the link to signing up for Hairbnb down below in the show notes. And that's it. That's my super exciting news. More free education, more free content, more free education through Hairbnb podcast and Hairbnb newsletter. So thanks so much for joining me on Hairbnb. And make sure to visit my website, morellamanelli.com, where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never miss an episode. Or you can also subscribe right here on YouTube. If you found value in the show, I would truly appreciate a rating on iTunes, or just simply tell a friend about the show and listen in. Make sure you check out my other free education right here on YouTube, and of course my online courses on my website, and I'll see you in the next one. So be ready to simplify your hair, beauty, and business goals on Hairbnb. Cheers!